Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. After such lovely song, there's hardly the need for a further message. But one thing that amazes me is that she apologized for no music. But little did she know that the Lord owns the future. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. It is an honor, as usual, for me to bring the word of God, to share the word with you, a message that the Lord has laid on my heart. It's not my message, so I hope that as the message goes forth, we will hear from God. Let us turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Shall we pray? Our gracious God, righteous eternal Father, we praise you for who you are. You are creator and sustainer of the universe. And you all the future. And we know that you live. And so we can put all our trust in you, even at this moment, that your message will go forth unhindered. We pray, God, that hearts will be challenged and lives be changed. We pray, God, that we will put aside all manner of distraction at this moment and focus on you. We commit this time to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The topic this morning is God's communication to mankind. But the theme that I would like to highlight is that God is not silent. He has spoken and is still speaking. And Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 acknowledges God's communication with mankind. And here we see that he communicated initially to Jewish people, the prophets, in the old time era, or Old Testament era. So prophets were Jewish people to whom God gave direct revelation. And some of these Jewish people are Moses, Jeremiah, not our brother colleagues, Isaiah, Uzziah, and there are many others. So God used different prophets or communicators at different times to convey partial or unfinished revelation. He gave one part at one time, and then he gave another part. Here we see the wisdom of God, and also his patience. Can you imagine if God had given us all his revelation at once? We could not have handled it. So God is all wise and he's patient with mankind. God used different ways to communicate his revelation to mankind. And these ways are not limited because the God who we serve is infinite and so are his options. He even makes the donkey talk. There is nothing impossible with God. His revelation in the Old Testament came through prophets, by visions, by dreams, by direct speaking or audible voice, and also visible manifestation of God, what is also known as theophanies. These involve natural phenomena like cloud, fire, storms, or appearance in human or angelic forms. And these appearances are only temporary and are intended to reveal God's glory. In terms of revelation through dreams and vision, Jacob received a dream of a ladder to heaven and a promise from God about his descendant. We read that in Genesis 28. Joseph, the son of Jacob, received numerous prophetic dreams that foretold his future leadership role. We read that in Genesis chapter 37. And we all know about this. Solomon, he asked God for wisdom in a dream, which was granted to him. We read that about that in 1 Kings. Daniel in the lion den. Daniel received and interpreted various dreams and visions, including those of Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar. Also, Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, received guidance through dreams from an angel to protect Jesus. Peter experienced a vision that helped him, or that led him to preach the gospel to Gentiles. We know Paul was the main man. Paul himself had a vision of a Macedonian man asking for help, which directed him to take the gospel to Europe. Acts chapter 16. What about revelation through direct speaking or audible voice of God? God spoke to Moses directly and audibly, notably from the burning bush. And most of us know that story in Exodus chapter 3. God spoke to Elijah in various ways, including a quiet whisper, as detailed in the book of 1 Kings. Nathan delivers God's direct message to King David, rebuking him about his sin with Bathsheba in 2 Samuel. And we know God spoke to Balaam in Numbers 22. God spoke directly to Jeremiah, addressing him by name and giving him commission as a prophet, Jeremiah 1. Peter, James, and John heard the voice of God, the Father, proclaiming his pleasure in his Son during the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, Matthew 17. On the road to Damascus, Paul, a great light appeared, and Jesus spoke directly to Paul, who was Saul then. Even before the prophetic era, God spoke to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. So it is quite clear that God is not silent. He has spoken and is still speaking. Revelation through visible manifestation of God, otherwise called theophanies. God appeared to Moses in a flame of fire from within a bush to free the Israelites. By day, the Lord led the Israelites by a pillar of cloud, and by night with a pillar of fire. We read that in Exodus 13. God descended on Mount Sinai, and the manifestation of thunder, lightning, and a thick cloud, accompanied by the sound of a trumpet in Exodus 19. Isaiah, the prophet, saw the Lord lifted high, high and lifted up, seated on the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple in Isaiah 6, verse 1. Ezekiel saw the glory of the Lord in a complex vision that included living animals and a wheel within a wheel, whatever that is. A divine being, many of us know this one, that a divine being wrestled with Jacob until daybreak. And as a result, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. We read that in Genesis 32. God answered Job's questions by speaking to him from the midst of a whirlwind. So there are many examples, many, many more examples of these manifestations of God, which are just temporary and intended to reveal God's glory. But God's speech in time past referred to the Old Testament, and this was to the fathers, including forefathers. And these are Jewish people of Old Testament times. Where are these people today? There are many people who are alive today claiming that they are prophets. But the Bible shows us that these are Jewish people in Old Testament times. And so I leave the rest for you to think about about these people who claim to be prophet. Luke 1 verse 55 said that as he, God, spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. So God did not give his revelation directly to Jewish people as a whole, but he gave it indirectly through prophets. Although prophets used human capacity to write the scripture, they were under the control of the Holy Spirit in every word that they wrote. 2 Peter 1 verse 20. Let's turn to that. 2 Peter 1 verse 20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture, none, is of any private interpretation. So when you hear a man telling you this and God say you must give them $1,000, nothing goes like that. It's not from God. No private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So, God is not silent. He has spoken and is still speaking. According to Romans 1 and verse 3, the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ was promised through these prophets, or these holy men. So the time came for God to give new revelation, and that's why we read in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2, that God has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1 verse 17, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. What is truth? The word of God. The word of God is the truth. Came through Jesus Christ, his Son. So John 1 verse 17 emphasizes that God's final and definitive revelation is through Jesus Christ. Not through fortune tellers. Not through psychic. So it is a sin to go to these people for them to read the lines in your hands and to tell you about your future. It is a big sin. God's final and definitive revelation is through Jesus Christ. He had an old covenant, but now he would have a new covenant. So God is not silent. He has spoken and is still speaking. John 1 verse 1. So the big question is, how does God speak to believers today? How? John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Down in verse 14. Let's look at verse 14. Same chapter. And the Word became flesh. Who comes to mind? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Amen. And dwelt among us. He was on earth. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Who is the only begotten of the Father? Jesus Christ. Let's call his name. Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to call his name. There is power in that name. The name of Jesus Christ. He's full of grace and truth. What is truth? The word of God, which is the Bible. Many people are afraid to call even the name of the Bible. People are afraid to call the name of Jesus Christ. They say the man upstairs. They say Jaja. And they call a lot of names, but they're not saying the name Jesus Christ. And Jaja to them means someone else. To many of them means someone else than Jesus Christ. So let's call his name. If we are ashamed to own him, he will also be ashamed to own you. So the Bible refers to the Greek logos, which means the complete written word of God. And Jesus Christ is the embodiment of this word. Jesus is the incarnation on earth. He is the tangible or visible form of the word. He is the personification of the word. So God speaks to us today by his Son Jesus Christ, primarily through the Bible, which is the complete written word. So engaging with the Bible is a primary way to hear God's voice. May I repeat? Engaging with the Bible is the primary way to hear
God's voice.
Don't go walking around to hear God's voice. Oh God, where are you? I need to hear a voice. He's speaking to us through the Bible. Don't go listening for voices. As I mentioned that, I remember a message was given by one of our sisters about hearing God's voice in a noisy world. The sisters know that one. All right. So the world is noisy. There are a lot of voices out there. But how do we hear God's voice? Any message that is received from God must be consistent with the Bible. Any message. So that Bible is what we are going to be using as a standard that we will be using to measure the message received. So let's not be tossed about by every winds of doctrine and everything that people say that's not consistent with the Bible. This is how we know whether God is speaking to mankind or not. Some time ago, there was someone who tried to foretell the coming of the Lord, the rapture, in somewhere in Africa. And the joke about this thing is that many people, many of those so-called Christians, they sold their properties. The house, allegedly, sold their houses, properties. But that's a joke to me, because where are they going with it if they're going to be caught up? Why sell it? Why not leave it for the people that would be left back on earth? So all that, you see, we measure all that and see nothing goes like that. It's not according to the scripture. I think they are selfish. They never think of the friends who would be left behind so that they could get those houses free. But they sold it and expect to take all that money to glory. Oh no. So in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. So the Bible is good for everything. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. You don't have to turn it. It says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine. For reproof. For correction. For instruction in righteousness. The Bible is good for everything. Amen? Amen? There were times in the history of redemption where God spoke more audibly. Think about his interaction with Moses, as mentioned earlier. But the fact of the matter is that all of this was recorded in the Bible, that by grace of the Holy Spirit, we might hear God speak to us now in these last days by his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the embodiment of this word. So God is not silent. He has spoken and is still speaking. But he's speaking through his word, the Bible. So every day you can pray and say, Lord, speak to me. But as you pray that prayer, you should take up the word and read it, expecting the Spirit of God to speak to you. God is not silent. He has spoken and is still speaking. He has given us his word to communicate to us his will. So let's take it up and read. The Holy Spirit who indwells the believer acts as the communicator from God, guiding and directing believers into the truth. So one big difference between a believer and a non-believer is that the believer has internal guidance. Amen? And that's why we can say, greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Internal guidance. The Holy Spirit, he brings conviction of sin that hinders our relationship with God and directs us towards righteousness, often working through the instrument of our conscience. Within the conscience, there is a still, small voice which communicates God's will and helps us discern right from wrong. The Spirit of God tells us this. So God is not silent. He has spoken and is still speaking. John 16, verse 13. John 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into
all truth.
Don't be afraid to take up the Bible and read through the entire thing. He will guide you into all truth. Praise God. For he will not speak of his own authority, but what he hears he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. And one great thing we are expecting right now is the rapture. You may not see the word rapture in the Bible, but the essence of it is captured. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 to 17, this is a well-known verse, and someone needs to make a note of this. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17. Then we, Brother Audley Lawrence, and name yourselves who have accepted the Lord as personal Savior, we who are alive, that's if he come now, and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And thus, we shall always be with the Lord. I remember as a kid, young Christian, I wonder, angels sin in heaven and was cast out. And so the question came, I wonder if we could ever sin and get cast out sometimes, But the word of God says, always be with the Lord. So our salvation is secured. Our redemption is secured for eternity. It's the Spirit of the Lord who tells us this. So God's voice often manifests as a gentle conviction and a deep sense of knowing that provides direction. But while some people claim to have experiences with audible voices, God's voice is often described as a profound spiritual experience, even a feeling within the heart. So don't go around walking and listening for audible voice, trying to hear from God. The Holy Spirit who indwells the believer not only speaks to him, but also through him. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. For this reason, we, that's Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it as the word, as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. So you see, God also speaks through those who believe. God is not silent. He has spoken, and he's still speaking, even through believers. Praise the Lord. And that's why we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves. We learn from each other. Edification comes through each one of us. God speaks through each one of us. And many people say, yeah, the church is in your heart. The church may be in your heart, but the assembly is here. So, if you forsake the assembling of yourselves, it is a sin. We should join the assembly and fellowship with one another, because God has a message to speak to us through each one. Just as he has given each one a gift. And so I do not possess all those gifts. I may have one gift or so, but God has given gifts to several to edify each other. He speaks to us. And final question, what's the primary reason God speaks to mankind? We may want to know that. Why does God speak to mankind? What is man that God should be mindful of? Why speak to us? God speaks to us to foster a loving and personal relationship with him so we can know him and trust him. So God is the true purpose behind his communication. His communication helps us discover our life's purpose and become the best version of ourselves. What version of yourself? What version are you? The best version is not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, which comes through the Word of God. Romans 12 verse 2 says that. So may we, in obedience, or respond in obedience to the voice of God as He speaks to us in these last days through His Son, Jesus Christ. Can you hear His voice? God is not silent. He has spoken and is still speaking. The psalmist says, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. So if there's someone here today who has not accepted the Lord as personal Savior, please accept the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. May God continue to have mercy on you for His name's sake. Amen. Thank you so much.